Adventure.
Alright, welcome back to the Safari Quiz Show. We've had a lot of snafus today, but we're getting ready to get started. So I hope everybody's ready to play along, play on our listener questions and win some prizes and enjoy the next hour. You're listening to the Safari Quiz Show. I'm your host Vidya. The show is brought to you by Safari Kid. Safari Kid, the amazing preschool and after school program with many, many, many branches all over the Bay Area. If you have a child in elementary school or a child in preschool, you should be checking out the Safari Kid program, because their preschool program is, of course, amazing and making kids love learning. And the after-school program offers a lot of enrichment activities, and from chess to computers to classical music to classical dance to Bollywood dance. So there's a lot of fun involved. So I hope any of you who have a kid in school will check out Safari Kid at safarikidusa.com, safarikidusa.com. And if you look for their locations, you'll find that there is sure to be a location somewhere close to you, because they have branches all over the Bay Area, now also in other parts of the U.S. and many, many places around the world. So this is now a world-famous preschool and after-school program. Okay, so quick housekeeping. I'm still looking for musical showcase. I remember one of the participants from last week wanted to send me a musical piece, but they sent it to our Safari Kid USA email. Please don't do that. Please send it to safariquizshow@gmail.com, safariquizshow@gmail.com. That's the email to reach us, whether you have something, a musical piece to contribute, or if you have a question about our show, or if you want to participate on the show, or if you win a listener prize and you want to communicate with us on the show, safariquizshow@gmail.com. For those of you who don't know about a musical showcase, we try to feature young musical performances by young musicians on the show. They can be beginners, amateurs, learners, and professionals. It doesn't matter. The idea is to say, well done for learning some kind of music, and we would like to showcase your talents. Even if your child just likes to sing and would like to present us with a song that we want to play, that we can play on the radio, please do so. Once again, the email to reach us is safariquizshow@gmail.com. All right, we've lost some time today, so let's quickly meet our contestants. Our first contestant is a new contestant. His name is... What's your name?
Ishar.
Ishar. Welcome to the show, Ishar. So, Ishar, tell me a little bit about yourself. How old are you? What school you go to?
I'm 9 years old. I have a 6-year-old sister, and I go to Los Alamitos.
Los Alamitos School? And where is Los Alamitos?
It's in San Jose.
Oh, it's in San Jose. Well, welcome to the show. Tell me what you like to do for fun after school.
I play.
You play? What do you play?
Sometimes with Legos. Sometimes I walk around the house.
Yeah? And play with your sister?
Sometimes.
Sometimes. Spy on the parents.
Huh? What's that?
We sometimes spy on the parents.
Oh, you guys are friends? Your cousins. All right. So today we have a show with cousins on the show. Awesome. Ishar, welcome to the show. I think the girls may have given you a little bit of hint on how the show works. Have you ever listened to the show?
No.
All right. So you'll find out firsthand how the show works. Okay, let's meet our next contestant, Stuti. Stuti, I got it right. All right. Stuti is one of our regular listeners and participants. She's brought her cousin along today. Welcome back to the show, Lippy. Tell me what you're reading these days.
Stuti.
Stuti. Did I say Lippy? Oh, dear. Well, these are twins, so I keep getting the names confused. So, Stuti, tell me what you're reading for fun these days.
I usually am reading the Geronimo Stilton.
Geronimo Stilton? Are you reading the Thea Stilton, too?
No.
No, just the Geronimo Stilton? Now, how many books are there? Are there 50 yet?
I think there's 52.
52! My goodness. The last I saw was 37. So, a lot more books have come out since then, huh? They keep coming out. What, every 6 months or so? Something like that. Is it fun? Good adventures? Is it funny? Yeah, it's very funny. All right, Stuti, welcome to the show. And I'm so glad you could make it today. And next, our next contestant is her twin, Lippy. All right, Lippy. So, tell me what a little bit about yourself and tell me what you do for fun. Into the mic. Okay, tell me what school you go to.
Brewer Island.
Brewer Island? Did I get that name right?
Yeah.
And that's in San Jose too?
No, that's in Foster City.
Foster City, that's right, Foster City. Pooja is your cousin too, right?
Yeah.
You have big cousin set. How come she didn't make it today?
Because she had this
Test to do. Okay, everybody, please speak into the mic. Your voices are really soft and sweet. You promised you'd scream, but I'm not hearing any screaming. I'm only hearing whispery sounds. So our listeners won't be able to hear if you speak too softly. All right? Even when you're answering the questions, you have to make sure that you're really loud and clear. Got it? All right. So Isher doesn't know the rules since he has never heard the show before. The girls have told him about it, but I'm going to tell you again, Isher, so that you're really comfortable about it. I'm sorry we didn't have any time to practice before the show because the kids got late, but I'm sure that by in the space of one or two questions, you'll figure out how it's done. But let me explain it one more time, and also for the benefit of those listeners who are listening to the show for the first time. We have three categories. You got those categories, right? So we have three categories, 10 questions each. Now, each time you don't raise your hand or say or blurt out the answer. When I say the question, if you know the answer, you buzz. Okay? My little buzzer here will tell me who buzzed first, and their buzzer will light up. So we have purple, yellow, and orange, and one of those buzzers will light up. Whosoever's buzzer lights up, only that person can answer. Ishar, you got that? The girls know it because they've played before, but I'm telling this is for your benefit. So only that person can answer. So when they answer, they get 10 points if they get it right and minus 5 if they get it wrong. But if they don't know the answer, if they make a mistake, the question passes. Okay? So from you, the question will pass to Stuti, from Stuti to Lippi and back to you. Right? And when the question passes, if the question comes to you as a passed question, say Lippi doesn't know the answer and the question comes to you, you have an option to say pass. That means I don't know the answer too. And you don't get penalized for it. But if you answer and it's correct, you get 5 points. If it's wrong, you get minus 5. Alright? Alright. I think Ishar is a little bit nervous, but let me tell you, let me guarantee this to you. By the end of the show, you will not be nervous at all. And then I hope you come back. Okay, so today's first category is hot and cold things. Hot and cold things. I have my lovely assistant Lori here. She's going to be handing out the points today. Lori, you know which are the 10 and which are the 5 points? Awesome. Those are the 10s. And the others are the 5s. Okay. Are you guys ready? Let's do a buzzer check. Ishar, can I hear your buzzer? Working. Stop. Take your hand off the buzzer. I'm not able to disconnect. That's it. Right. See, we had to do this little buzzer check, little hardware check. Stuti. I bet I'm going to make a mistake a few more times today. All right. So everybody's buzzers are working. And we're going to get started with our first category, which is hot and cold things. Are you guys ready? First one. 6-letter drink. Many grown-ups drink in the morning to wake themselves up.
Coffee.
Coffee is right. 10 points to Stuti. Did I get that right? Ooh, yay. All right. Question number 2. What we call freezing rain that comes down as little pieces of ice.
Hail.
Very good. That was Lippi. Isha, are you getting the hang of this? Okay. Remember, you can buzz any time. You don't have to wait till I'm done talking. If you think you know the answer, just buzz. Okay. Question number 3. Hot thing. Closest star to the earth.
Sun.
Excellent. That was Tuti. Question number 4. What we blow out on birthday cakes.
Candles.
Isha's getting it. Good job. All right. Question number 5. Drink that sometimes has...
Hot chocolate?
She didn't even hear the answer and she was right. Yes, it is hot chocolate. I was going to say marshmallows and everything. How did you guess? It just came to you. You read my mind. Are you psychic?
No.
All right. Question number 6. House made of ice.
Igloo.
Very good. That was Tuti again. Question number 7. Coldest season in the northern...
Winter
is right. Good job. Okay, question number 8. Appliance you use to keep things cold in the house.
Fridge.
Very good. Question number 9. When this goes up to 101 degrees, we know we have a fever.
Temperature.
Very good. Excellent. All right, and last question of this category. Sandy place that has camels.
Desert.
Very good. 10 points. That was pretty fast, huh? They made up for all the time we lost earlier. Okay, now it's time for our listener question. This question is not for you kids, but you know what? you can think of the answer, because this is a question that doesn't have one correct answer. It has many. So you can think of the answer in your head, but this question is for our listeners. And listeners, this is for you too. You can give me any answer that you think is right. And if our panel here of our kids and our kids and Michael here think that it's correct, then we will accept that as a correct answer. Our call-in number is 510-770-1550, 510-770-1550. And here is your question in the category hot and cold things. Name something that is cold and hot at the same time. Name something that's cold and hot at the same time. And you can have multiple answers for this. Be creative and let me know. Hi, you're on the air. I think I stymied them with this question. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Mayank, and I think the answer is dried ice.
And your answer is what?
Dried ice.
Dry ice. Aha, all right. Okay. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Sarah, and the answer is hot, warm brownies and ice cream.
Warm brownies and ice cream. Good one. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Sammy, and the answer is soup.
Soup. Tell me how it's hot and cold at the same time. All right, let's go to our next answer. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Yash, and the answer is temper.
Temper. Okay. Wow, I'm getting such fabulous answers. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Mahaksh, and I think it is an oven because it is cold on the outside and warm in the inside.
Good logic. All right. Hi, you're on the air. Hello? Ooh, too much feedback. Hello?
Oh, hello. My name is Aditya, and the answer is dry ice.
Dry ice, okay. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Anand from San Francisco, and the answer is a hot fudge sundae.
Hot fudge sundae. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Vaishali, and I think the answer is icy hot. You know the medicine.
Icy hot, the medicine, okay. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Roshni, and my answer is the planet Mercury.
Why is that?
Because, like, one side of Mercury that's facing the sun is really warm, but the side that isn't facing warm is really cold.
Ooh, okay, good answer. And last caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Gaurav, and the answer is Mercury.
Gaurav also says Mercury. All right, those were lovely answers, and that was the last caller. If you have missed answering this question, please wait for round two. At the end of that, we'll have another listener question. We're going to take a break now. When we come back, we'll see who won our listener question as well as how the kids in the studio are doing. You're listening to the Safari Quiz Show with your host, Vidya Jeja.
Safari.
Jeja.
Safari Jeja.
That's much better. Welcome back to the Safari Quiz Show with your host Vidya, here with Ishar, Stuti and Lippy. Michael on the board and Lori helping me out with the points. Before we check what points the kids have got in the studio, let's look at our listener question. Before we went on break, we had a category cold and hot things. And the answer, the listener question was, what is cold and hot at the same time? I got lots of really creative answers. The ones I didn't accept were dry ice and soup. Soup because I didn't get an explanation for it. Dry ice because even it only looks hot, but it's not hot. It's actually pretty cold. And it's used for cooling things, actually. So, but we really loved the creativity. Mercury was a great answer. I had not thought about that. Hot fudge sundae was another great answer. Warm chocolate and ice cream was a good answer. Chocolate fudge. I had one answer in the studio, which was refrigerated chili peppers. That was pretty cool. But hot was, we're looking for in temperature and not spice, I guess. So from all the answers that we deemed acceptable, it was Lippy's turn to pick a winner. Lippy, who was the winner of our first listener question?
The winner of the first listener question was Arin.
Arin, all right. Arin, congratulations. I hope to see you in the studio one day. Arin, you know what to do. Write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com. In the subject line, mention question number one, today's date, March 14, 2015. And in the body, the question and answer. So Miss Anu knows exactly who won our prize today. Okay, you kids are ready? Oh, before that, let's look at our points. Ishar, how many points do you have?
30
points. What about you, Stuti?
50.
And Lippy?
20.
Oh my God, this is super close. The cousins are really, really close. Good job. And let's look at our next category. It's going to be, again, a buzzer thing. So everybody, let's check our buzzers. Ishar? Stuti? Lippy? All right. Our next category is opposites. It's opposites. Are you guys ready? Word number one, dangerous.
Safe.
Safe. Very good. Excellent. That was not an easy one, but the next one is probably going to be easy. Number two, full.
Empty.
Empty. Good job. Question number three, smooth.
Rough.
Rough. Awesome. You kids are so good. Question number four, bitter.
Sweet.
Sweet. Very good. Question number five. Tight.
Loose.
Loose. Totally a buzzer game. Question number six. Heavy.
Light.
Very good. Question number seven. Neat.
Messy.
Messy. Excellent. Question number eight. Remember.
Forget.
Forget. Question number nine. Is your buzzer working? Let's check. Yes. It's just faster. Question number nine. Fiction.
Nonfiction.
I'll accept it. But I'll open the thing for another answer with the other two. You guys can buzz again. Fiction. Lippy or Isha know this, they can buzz in. Because I have another answer that is more appropriate. Nonfiction is correct. No?
Realistic.
No. The answer is fact. Minus five. Fact or fiction? All right, last one in the category. Curly.
Straight.
Straight. Oh, wow. I don't think I would have been able to get this so fast. Do you think, Michael? It would have taken me a second or two. These girls are awesome. These kids are awesome. They're doing really well. Now it's time for our listener question, which is a riddle. So, kids in the studio, please don't say anything, but you are welcome to think and tell me the answer that you think is right when we go on the break. Okay, here's our call-in number, 510-770-1550, 510-770-1550. And here's our riddle in the category, opposites. Who are the two brothers who live on opposite sides of the road but can only see each other in the mirror? Who are the two brothers who live on opposite sides of the road but can only see each other in the mirror? Think. Michael is also thinking. The original quiz was, it's a little bit of a clue, the original quiz was, who are the two brothers who live on the opposite sides of the road and cannot see each other, but we modified it to, can see each other in the mirror. Also true. Well, Suti knows the answer. Let's see if our listeners know the answer. 510-770-1550. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Yash, and the answer is your reflection.
Okay. It's really stymied, people. Who are the two brothers who live on opposite sides of the road can only see each other in the mirror? You know the answer?
No,
you don't. That was your answer? Reflection was your answer? Oh, okay. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Harish. The answer is eyes.
Thank you, Harish. Harish says eyes. Hi, you're on the air.
My name is Rishika, and the correct answer is ears.
Ears. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Aditya, and the answer is left and right.
Okay, thank you, Aditya. We're getting so many...
I am.
Hi, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, my name is Rahul, and the answer is eyes.
Thank you, Rahul. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Amaya, and the answer is eyes.
Amaya?
Yes.
Thank you, Amaya. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Sarah, and the answer is eyes.
Thank you, Sarah. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Arin from San Francisco, and the answer is eyes.
Thank you, Arin. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Kashvi, and the answer is eyes.
Thank you, Kashvi. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Ayush, and the answer is ears.
Thank you, Ayush. And Ayush was the last caller for this question. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll see what are the acceptable answers, who won our listener question, and how the kids in the studio are doing. You're listening to the Safari Quiz Show with
Safari Quiz Show.
Jeeja,
Safari Jeeja.
Welcome back to the Safari Quiz Show. This is your host Vidya here with Ishar, Stuti, and Lippy, and Michael on the board, Lori on the points, and we are getting ready for our last and final round for today. Just before we went on break, we had our category opposites. And our listener question in that category was, who are the two brothers who live on opposite sides of the road but can only see each other in the mirror? The correct answer was eyes. Ears was a pretty creative answer, but ears cannot see each other like eyes can. So the answer was eyes. From all the correct answers, this time it was Tuti's turn to pick a winner. Tuti, who is the winner of our second listener question?
Amaya.
Amaya, all right. Amaya, write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com, safariquizshow@gmail.com. In the subject line, please write question number 2, today's date March 14, 2015, and in the body, some contact information for you as well as the question and the answer. That way, Miss Anu knows exactly who to give the prize to. All right, so let's move. Let's look at our points in the studio. Ishar, how many points do you have?
75.
What about you, Stuti?
100.
And what about you, Lippy?
20
points. Last time was entirely a buzzer round, and Stuti was really fast on the buzzer. This time, maybe there'll be some time to think, and we will see who gets the questions. Our category this time is animals with horns. Animals with horns. Are you guys ready? Let's do a buzzer check. Ishar? Stuti? Lippy? All right. Everything's working. Let's get started. First question, category animals with horns. Small farm animal whose...
Goat.
Goat is right. Today she's reading my mind. There are many farm animals with horns, right? Anyway, I was going to give a subsequent clue, but no, not needed. All right, question number 2. The horn of this big herbivore with a thick skin is made of keratin. That is not correct. -5. Actually, it's now going to be open for buzzer because I didn't finish the question. So I'm going to finish the question now. The horn of this big herbivore with a thick skin is made of keratin, the same stuff as our nails, and it's worth its weight in gold.
Rhinoceros.
That is correct. Lippy, you are so close. All right. It is indeed a rhino. You know, its horn is made of what our nails are made of. And it doesn't have any medicinal properties, but people think it does. So they hunt rhinos just for the horns. And so rhinos become endangered because of that. That's a really stupid thing to do. All right. Question number 3. Hang on. We have a little... Yes. Are we ready? All right. Question number 3. The antlers of this animal associated with Christmas keep shedding...
Reindeer.
Horns, antlers... Things that protrude from the head. Oops, just a minute. I didn't ask a question. All right, question number 4. This long-necked animal has...
Giraffe.
Has, you know, its horns are called... Actually, the little things come out have hair on them. And they're called actually ossicones. Ossicones, not horns. But they look like horns. Question number 5. This insect can have 2 or 3 horns. It's also the name of a Volkswagen car. This insect can have 2 or 3 horns. It's also the name of a Volkswagen...
Hercules beetle.
Beetle is right. I'll accept it. There are many beetles that have horns. And beetle is acceptable. Good job. Question number 6. Mythological creature which looks like a horse with a horn?
Unicorn.
Unicorn. Very good. That was Stuti again. Question number 7. This medium-sized whale has a long... That went on too long. I don't know, the 5-second thing isn't working today. Okay, question is still open for buzzer because I didn't finish it. This medium-sized whale has a long tusk that looks like a horn. Nope, it doesn't actually. Minus 5. Ishar, you have a guess? You can say pass.
Pass.
It's a narwhal. A narwhal.
What it's called.
Yeah, you know, everybody remembers the very interesting looking creature, doesn't he? It's a narwhal. N-A-R-W-H-A-L. Alright. Question number 8. One variety of this color-changing reptile has a horn.
Chameleon?
Chameleon. Yes, there is one variety of chameleon that has a horn. Okay. Question number 9. A zebu is a South Asian or Indian variety of this animal that is used to plow the field or give milk.
Cow? No,
cow, that's right. Indian cows are actually zebus, most of them. Okay, question number 10. The bighorn variety of this animal can be found in North America. Bighorn variety of this, especially in the Rocky Mountains.
Bighorn sheep.
Sheep, very good. Good one. All right, that was the end of our category. Now it's time for our listener question. 510-770-1550. 510-770-1550. Here's your listener question in the category of animals with horns. Also known as elk, the antlers of this animal can look like a big palm. Also known as elk, the antlers of this animal can look like a big palm. Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Yash and the answer is Moose.
Thank you, Yash. Hi, you're on the air. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Roshni and my answer is Moose.
Thank you, Roshni. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Arin from San Francisco and the answer is Moose.
Thank you, Arin. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Ignore and the answer is Moose.
Thank you, Ignore. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Sharav and the answer is Moose.
Thank you, Sharav. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Rahul and the answer is Moose.
Thank you, Rahul. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Vishrut and I think that the answer is Moose.
Thank you, Vishrut. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Gaurav and the answer is Moose.
Thank you, Gaurav. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Ayush and the answer is Moose.
Thank you, Ayush. And last caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Kashvi and the answer is Moose.
Thank you, Kashvi. Kashvi was the last caller for this question. I see our phone lines are still blinking, which means there are some people who tried to answer and couldn't. As I mentioned before, the best way to make sure you win a prize on this show is to come and be a part of it. If you're interested in participating on the show, please do write to us, safariquizshow@gmail.com. Miss Anu will make sure you're matched up with other kids from the same grade. Kids, give me a second, please. Please do write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com. We're going to take our last break for today. When we come back, we'll see who won our third listener question. This time it's going to be picked by Ishar. And also who won our contest in the studio. You're listening to the Safari
Quiz.
Welcome back to the Safari Quiz Show with your host Vidya here with Ishar, Stuti and Libby. We have come to the end of our show for today. Our last listener question in the category animal with horns are also known as elk. The antlers of this animal can look like a big palm. And the answer indeed was moose. Everyone got it right. From all the correct answers, it was Ishar's turn to pick the winner. Ishar, who won our third listener question?
Ayush.
All right. I think we had only one Ayush today, so you know who you are. Write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com. In the subject line, mention question number 3, today's date. And in the body, the question, the answer, your name and contact information. All of you who participated in our listener question today, consider participating in our show. We are based in Fremont. We make a lot of accommodation for Saturdays that will work for you, and Miss Anu will match you up with other kids the same grade. So do consider coming and participating on the show, because I know the kids in the studio are waiting for their prizes. We give prizes to all the contestants, though the winner gets more. But this is a guaranteed way of winning a prize, also of having a wonderful experience with coming and being part of a live radio show. So do consider that. All right, now let's look at the points in the studio. Ishar, how many points do you have?
95.
Nice. What about you, Stuti?
150.
50 or
15?
150. 150, all right. And what about you, Lippy? 20 points. All right. She was beaten by her twin sister at the buzzer. Congratulations, Tuti. Let's give her a round of applause. Well done, Ishar, for your first round here. I bet you want to come back and beat your cousin, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. We'll do it sometime in the future. As I've always mentioned, kids who come here with friends have a wonderful time on the show. It's a lovely spirit of competition. And of course, everyone has fun and everybody wins. Okay, so with that, we come to the end of our show for today. The show was produced by Michael and Anu. Thank you to Lori for helping out in the studio today. The theme tune was composed by Naren Pradhan. This is your host Vidya saying, Jiye Ja, Sawal Kiye Ja.
Pagal Manuva नाच दो सूरज चंदा मोड़ नाच दो अब तो दावड़ तोड़ नाच दो बड़ो बंजारा रे हो छप्पन तारे तोड़ नाच दो सूरज चंदा मोड़ नाच दो अब तो दावड़ तोड़ नाच दो बड़ो बंजारा रे बन के आवारा मैं किस मेले में पहुंच गया हूँ कोई तो रोको खो जाऊं रे मस्ती का मारा मैं क्या बोलूं रे किसे कहूं मैं दिल का मैं हारा हो जाऊं रे दांत से आगे जुबानी बात से आगे चला आया हर ताने की आंख में आंखें काले चांदनी रात से आगे चला आया किसको बोलूं मैं कैसे बोलूं मैं कोई मुझको बता के जा कोई तो बता I'm gonna
रास्ता बोनारे की थक जाएगा बीच में रुक जाएगा अभी रुक जा अरे आगे जाके गरज के आधी को